Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith Ministry. We want to return to our thoughts from that of the book of Psalms, chapter 119. The last time that we were with you and we were concentrating on our passages of Scripture from Psalms 119, and we've been referencing these passages of Scriptures now for some time, and we've been doing it in that of reflecting on the Word of God itself, what it is, and in an application of praying the Scripture or the effects that these Psalms give us of that of reverencing prayer or reference in prayer. I want us to turn in Psalms 119, and we're going to be looking at verse 130. And as you're turning there, I hope that you'll be able to turn in the Word. I'm having the opportunity today to sit outside under a new little porch that we have built on the back of our home. And it overlooks some wooded land that doesn't belong to me, but it's behind me. And it's about 72 degrees here in North Carolina today. And when we're doing this recording, and the humidity is real low, it's just beautiful out here. And you may even hear a crow in the background. And I apologize for some reason the air conditioning unit just came on. So you may hear that in the background. So if you hear a few noises you normally don't, be aware of those things. But also, as we go back to our passage of Scripture today, I want to read it in Psalms 119, verse 130. It says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Now, as we look at this passage of Scripture, you know we've been breaking the Scriptures down word by word in some aspect. And every passage of Scripture we want to reemphasize in the Psalms 119 is dealing with the Word of God, and it's called the Word, or it's called judgments, it's called commandments, it's called precepts. These are some of the words, and I know that I've missed something. Testimonies is another one. Commandments, precepts, I don't know if I said that one. So every passage of Scripture of Psalms 119 is dealing with the Word of God and what the Word of God is for us and to us and to benefit us. Now, as I look at this passage of Scripture, I want to expound and also give some input that we're seeing again the power of the Word. We're seeing the effectiveness of the Word of God. And I want us to think for a moment of a New Testament passage of Scripture, and the Lord Himself, Jesus, is speaking there. He tells us in John, in the Gospel of John, I believe it's chapter number 10, He says, "I am the door." Now, He gives several applications of who He is, or the I Ams, but I want to expound for just a moment upon the one that "I am the door." I am the door. Now, with that being said, this passage of Scripture says, "The entrance of thy words giveth light." Now, I want us to think about the fact that when we in the natural go either in or out of a door, it is taking us somewhere, or we're entering or exiting something, or a place, or that of something, even a closet. You know, if we open the closet door, we're looking in the closet, and the closet has a purpose, and we went to the closet for a purpose. Now, then, of course, we think more in the realms of an entrance, or that of going into a place. I want us to think also in the realms that Jesus is that door, and when we walk not only into Him, but with Him, He is bringing us into places that are new. He's bringing us into enlightenment of some truths or things that we need to know. Now, when we think about entrance, definitely we think about opening. And there's another word that I want us to think about, disclosure. And when I think of the word disclosure, I thought this was very powerful with the thought of even talking about Jesus being the door. The action of making new or secret information known. So when we go into a place, especially if it's a new place, we walk in that we're not familiar, we are observing new things. We're there for a purpose. Or even if we walk in somewhere we're familiar with, or we go to the closet, we're going there for a particular reason, and we know that a certain item, or maybe if it's the closet like ours that we keep our coats in. We know that if we need the raincoat or if we need a coat to keep us warm, or we just need a jacket to whatever. So we have a disclosure of information that we might not know about if we are going in an entrance that we're not familiar with or it's new. So I want to bring that out with a thought of a study that I'm doing at the Bible college that I teach about the tabernacle, and I won't go into much detail with that, but I do want to bring this out. The fact that Jesus is the door brings us back even to the study of the Old Testament tabernacle, and it says, even in John's gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that very outer court door is the way in. And when one walks into that entrance, we begin to see the things that begin to happen, the altar and the laver, and then moving on into that of the brazen altar and going before we go into the holy place or the sanctuary. And then, of course, where the high priest once a year would have went into the Holy of Holies, where the mercy seat. So every aspect of the fact that when we enter in at that door of the tabernacle of the outer court, we are seeing how that it is taking us into that of that that's being disclosed, or it's bringing us into information. It's bringing us into relationship closer to the real meaning of who Jesus is and how that we can be in relationship with Him. Now, we could go on with that teaching, because every aspect of the tabernacle is bringing us into relationship with Jesus. And not only is it bringing us in relationship with Jesus, but it's showing us who we are to become in relationship with Jesus. Now, with that being said, let's just move on, because we cannot just continue to elaborate there, but I hope that it's gave you a tidbit or has appetized you to study some there in that aspect. We find that words are verbally with a cause, and so even this passage of scripture is talking about thy words giveth light. So we understand that the word itself is a light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. So even when we open a door or close a door, we at times not only are receiving from the benefit of going in that entrance, but also we can understand that the Word of God itself is a light to us, to enlighten us, to give us truth. Amen. And then as we think about how that it talks about in this passage of Scripture, again, I'm going to read it. It says, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Now, I just want to basically just wrap this up a little short today, possibly. But I want us to understand that God wants us to understand. He wants us to receive His Word. He wants us to understand. And actually, this passage of Scripture is not belittling anyone at whatever their level of understanding or education is. What it's doing is giving us an understanding that we are invited to come, no matter who we are and how much we might understand. Because we need to even understand that we're stepping in the realm of faith, or we must be operating in the realm of faith to receive what the Word of God says. In verse 130, it says, it giveth understanding unto the simple. So what I want us to understand here is that not only is the Word of God an entrance into new information or things that we need to know, it is light, it is understanding, it's that we're taught, it's instruction, it's that we discern. And it's actually saying here that it is for the person that is the most simplest, the person that may not seem to be educated. And there is people that are educated but yet unlearned and do not discern and do not have a desire, do not have a hunger for the Word of God or the things of God. And that's a tragedy. But this word here in the Hebrew, in Psalms 119 in verse number 30, where it uses the word simple. Now, I don't want anybody to take that we're talking down about people. But I want you to understand how much God and His Word and the authority of His Word to give us understanding, to give us instruction, to give us that of a breakthrough of information or disclosure. Let's go back to that. The action of making something new to us. Because the word there, simple, actually goes to that that sounds derogative, that would be foolish, that would be silly, that would be seductible. Now, when I think about those words, those sound like they're belittling someone, but God is saying that my word is that can reach wherever it needs to reach. And folks, I just want to come to a place today to just ask each every one of us, no matter where we're at right now in our walk with Christ or our relationship with God, and there may be somebody listening from who knows where, because we've got listeners in different countries of the world, and you are not sure about this Jesus thing, or maybe where you live, the culture, or the major religion is something else, or the oppression that is there for you not to walk in the realms of knowing Jesus. Let me tell you today, I want to encourage you. I want you right now, just in the simplicity of what you know, to realize that God can reveal Himself to you if you will open your heart. And today I want to pray before we leave. I want to pray for those that do have a relationship with Jesus, that you will continue to walk in the light of His Word, and that you will allow Him to lighten your path, and that every aspect of your life will be doors that are open to where you are receiving that of the newness, of that of disclosure, what God is wanting you to know in relationship with Him. Today, would you just pray with us? If you don't know Jesus, just ask Him right now to come into your life and forgive you of your sin and trust Him as your Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, that came as the gift that you gave and that died upon the cross and rose the third day, we're so thankful today. We're so thankful for that. We just ask today that you would just bring that enlightenment, that simplicity of the gospel, how simple it is that you gave a gift. Jesus came. Jesus submitted His life to give it for us, that our sins could be forgiven. Lord, I just ask right now that enlightenment, truth would come to those that are listening right now, and us that are believers today, that we would be encouraged, we would be challenged right now, Lord, to continue to walk in fellowship with You and allow the Spirit of God to be our teacher, to instruct us and to come into those truths, Lord, that You want to bring us to in our relationship with You. We love You, Jesus. Lord, we thank You today that we have this opportunity to share Your Word for just a few moments to those, Lord, in different regions of the world. Father, I pray for those that are oppressed today. Lord, those that are in countries, Lord, where there's issues going on. Lord, we just ask today, Lord, where there's strife or there's war and there's calamity, we ask, Lord, where there may be famines, God, where there's hunger. Lord, we just pray, dear Father, that You would just release, Lord, Your glory there in those areas and through the hand of the church and the ministries of the world, dear Father, that are propagating the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, today we just thank You for all Your blessings. And Lord, we again just give You the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you today for your time that you have taken with us today. I pray that this episode today of how the Word of God is power, or it's effective, and how that we can relate it to that of how we can actually pray for God's guidance and wisdom as we take His Word and we read it and we apply it to our lives. Until the next time we come together, may God bless you. I'd love to encourage you to subscribe. If you are not subscribed, we're not asking for no resources. That when you subscribe, you're not having to pay for anything. We're just asking you so that you'll know when the next episode comes. Also, if you do want to make any kind of monetary gift, there is a way there. If you look through the format or the platform there with Anchor, and it'll be used for the ministry. But we don't come on here to beg for money. I just want you to let you know that you can use these podcasts with a group of people and share them, and let it be a resource of just a few minutes of study and expound upon it. So God bless you today. Email us at PastorHarry8700@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you, and let us know that you're listening. God bless you. Till the next time.